Well, as we've had many times here on The Morning Blend, our Archbishop Alexander Sample has been putting together beautiful videos on his YouTube page. He issued another one just yesterday. I love the title of this one, David.
Mm-hmm.
Reject God for the Right Reasons.
Hmm.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Here that is for you right now.
If you're going to reject God, at least reject Him for the right reasons. I want to tell you a story about a letter Pope John Paul I wrote to G.K. Chesterton, who, by the way, might just be the best writer of the 20th century. Just saying. Here's what the Pope wrote. What many people fight is not the true God, but the false idea they have made of God. A God who protects the rich, who only asks and demands, who is jealous of our growing prosperity, who spies continuously on our sins from above to give himself the pleasure of punishing us. Dear Chesterton, you know God isn't like that. You know that he's both good and just, the father of prodigal sons, who wishes them all to be not sad and wretched, but great and free, and creators of their own destiny. Our God isn't man's rival. He wants us to be his friends. He's called us to share in his divine nature and in his eternal happiness. And he doesn't ask anything excessive of us. He's content with very little because he knows quite well that we haven't got very much. Dear Chesterton, I'm sure, as you are, that this God will make himself ever more known and loved by everyone, including those who reject him. Not because they are evil, they may be better than both of us, but because they look at him from a mistaken point of view. If they continue not to believe in him, he replies, "Well, I believe in you." Listen, I've been a pastor for decades now, and I've not found one person ever to reject the true God. Instead, what I've seen is that people reject who they think God is, a false image of him, their own personal golden calf. And candidly, I think they reject even the thought of worshiping that God. And here's the thing. So would I. I mean, if you're going to reject God, just make sure you're deliberately rejecting the God the Pope just described. Good, just, loving, and wanting you to be great and free and his friend. Otherwise, you're not rejecting God. You're rejecting the God you invented. No, it's time for you to meet the real God. Ascend Mount Sinai. Meet him face to face. Reject your worry and fear. Look with integrity at what is true and false. Accept what is right. Reject what is wrong. All paths do not lead to God. All ways do not lead to him. Learn his way and be set free. Get to know the real God. Jesus changes everything.
These videos are absolutely wonderful. Our Archbishop, he does not mince words, and he gets straight to the point.
Yeah, that is very, very thought-provoking,
right?
To listen to that.
And I'll definitely put a link to where you can listen to that again on today's podcast, because it's really wonderful. You're right. You want to listen to it a couple times mm-hmm. to really digest it. We've heard people that have, you know, come up with all kinds of reasons why they've, you know, left the church, and, you know, you start to go, well, wait a second now. I think maybe you have a wrong idea. I have friends who are not even Christian who have a whole lot of opinions,
sure,
too, and they just don't understand. You know, part of Mater Dei Radio, we're trying to bring out that joyful message of the gospel. Sarah Kenzie, our digital media manager, has put together the most beautiful video, and she's going to begin to do this kind of highlighting different ministries
yeah.
around the Archdiocese. The first one is from the sisters out in Bridal Veil, Oregon.
Beautiful.
It's such a beautiful grounds that they have. Our chancellor, I can't remember her name.
Sister Veronica.
Yeah, she's part of that community, and mm-hmm. you hear her speak. Boy, we are so proud of this video. Sarah has just done such an outstanding job. Now, if you follow Mater Dei Radio on our Instagram or Facebook, you would have seen that link. It also went out with our emails yesterday afternoon. I texted Sarah. She said you're also going to be able to access it very soon, just right on our webpage and, of course, on that Hail Mary Media app.
Well, and I think going along with Archbishop Sample's video that we just heard, and hopefully this kind of ties into it when you get a chance to see some of the organizations, beautiful places like Bridal Veil, Oregon. If you have misconceptions about different places and then you get a chance to see them up close and in person, then you get a better sense of what's happening and what's going on. And I think that's so important because, hey, I'm no different than anybody else. I may have misconceptions about something, and then you learn more about it. And
exactly.
Then you're like, boy, I totally didn't have that right, you know, and I love that.
You know, being a Catholic, that is a lifelong process
yeah.
that we are continually asking to be renewed, to continue to learn. And it is, it's amazing not only what we don't know about our own faith,
mm-hmm.
but also the things that we've gotten wrong. I think yeah. that these messages, both what Sarah Kenzie's put together and our Archbishop, are excellent ways
yeah.
to kind of help guide us in the right direction. Again, I will be sure to add links to where you can listen to Archbishop Sample's message again and also see the wonderful video from Mater Dei Radio. You're going to find those links on the podcast of this segment, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.